Hey, Gold Diggers, you're tuning in to the Zero to 250 Challenge mini series on the Gold Digger Podcast. In this short 5-episode series, I'll lead you through everything you need to know to start, launch, grow, and scale your email list. The 5th and final lesson. By the end of this, you'll be ready to send your first email and create a plan for moving forward. Let's dive on in. Hey there, look at you go. You are cruising on into episode 5 in the last phase in creating, growing, and serving your email list. With an amazing offer, an opt-in page, fearless sharing on social media, and names lining your list, you've totally crushed the email list startup game, and I couldn't be more excited for you in this very moment. So in episode number 4, you put your amazing offer out into the world and you shared it. Ready to email your list? I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that you have at least 3 people on your list: your mom, your BFF, and yourself. Your biggest cheerleaders are here for you. That's all that matters. So let's send that first email. This is the super fun part. Keep in mind that anyone that signed up for your offer is excited right now. And so you get the opportunity to start off the experience with the first email out to your list. But the question I can already hear coming through is this: what do I have to say to my email list? What should I send? Let me walk you through different ideas on what you can send to your list. You can share your story. So the first email is a great opportunity to build that trust and relationship. Maybe share the part of your story that aligns with the offer that they signed up to receive. Tell the behind the scenes. You could also set the stage. So share details on what they can look forward to and how often you'll contact them. This is a great opportunity to let them know what's coming up next so they're not surprised. Include other opportunities to connect, whether you share your social media accounts, a blog post, a website, or a Facebook group. Extend a further invitation to more resources. You can teach something. Use these first emails to give them quick wins, meaning they walk away learning something or being able to take action in their lives. The more they learn from you, the better. You can send encouragement. Almost 90% of my emails are just straight encouragement. I love sending positivity into inboxes and helping my subscribers feel less alone, reminding them we are all in this together. You can invite a response, ask a question, and prompt your subscriber to hit reply and tell you more about themselves. This can be the best way to create connection and build actual relationships. Here's what you need to know. Just start, and start simple. You can get fancy later. Let's focus on one email at a time, but I want for you to start to visualize how you can take people on a journey with something we call a welcome sequence, which is essentially a sequence of emails that will go to someone when they join your list. Usually it's 3 to 5 intentional emails delivered within the first 2 weeks that they've subscribed. You don't need to come up with your first email or even a sequence of emails on your own. We've got a template for that. So to keep things super simple and to keep you on track, we designed a beautiful and simple template that you can send out today. Here's where you can find it. Head to listbuildchallenge.com, sign up for the online version of this podcast, totally free. Once inside, you'll get the full tech tutorial library that we've created with our friends at Flowdesk. And you can click how to create and send your first email for a visual walkthrough of all the templates and features that you can customize in order to match your brand. If you don't have a brand yet, just pick your favorite colors and go. There is zero need to overthink this step. When you've got the template open, all you have to do is edit the logo, the photo, add in a few little details, and hit send to land in the inboxes of your new subscribers. You can delete any of those items too, so no need to use a photo or even have a logo in order to start. What do the next 30 days hold for your email list? Take notes on this list or follow along at listbuildchallenge.com. Here's what you should do in the next 30 days. Number 1, aim to send 1 email per week to your list. In 1 hour, you can create 4 emails using my templates. Number 2, focus on serving your people well before you ever go to sell to them. We serve 90% of the time. Number 3, plan out how you will continue to invite people to join your email list and take advantage of your offer. Number 4, brainstorm 1 additional offer you can create to see what your audience responds to more. Number 5, be intentional about leaving breadcrumbs, so share more about your passion with your audience. Number 6, have fun with it. Make it a part of your routine and use it as a way to reach out and stay connected week by week. Remember this, you don't need to have a reason. The magic of email lists is in serving before you ever sell, so don't feel like you have to have a big reason to reach out. Our best emails are just us sending updates, resources, or encouragement. So in the next 4 weeks, you could share or link to something you've created that they can enjoy, encourage and reach out to make your audience feel understood, ask a question or include a survey to get to know your audience better, round up some of your favorite things, whether it's podcasts, books, products. Think about it. What would it look like if you just spent 1 hour a week focusing on your email list, a list that you own that can grow and be launched to? Your email is 5 times more likely to be seen than a Facebook or an Instagram post. My email list is the number one way I drive profits in my business. Yes, even more than Instagram and Facebook combined. You've already done the hardest part, which is start. So now it's time to strategize, routinize, and continue the momentum that you've built with me over the last 5 days. All that's left is to log into Flowdesk, create your first email that you're going to send out today. And while you're in there, plan your strategy for the next few weeks. Now, I named this challenge the 0 to 250 challenge. So why 250 subscribers? I sincerely believe that with just 250 subscribers on your list, you can have a super successful launch, whether it's an online course, a new product, a service. Let 250 be your baseline goal for the next 30 days. Well, my friend, you did it. You tackled something that took me years to do, and you simply started. You created an offer. You customized a form to collect emails. You wrote your delivery email, and you sent the very first email to your list of subscribers who are so excited to hear from you. I am sending you a massive confetti-filled congratulations your way. Congratulations. I am so excited for you. I hope you enjoyed this lesson of the 0 to 250 challenge mini-series on the Gold Digger podcast. Remember to head on over to listbuildchallenge.com, where I loaded up a ton of free video tutorials designed to be the perfect companion for you as you work through these podcast episodes. I am so excited to cheer you on as you continue to grow and serve your email list. You've got the tools. Now it's time to put in the work. Be sure to hit subscribe on this podcast so you don't miss a single episode on email lists, social media marketing, mindset, money, and more. As always, I had a blast spilling all the email list beans, and I hope you enjoyed coming along for the ride.